take so long to come to me, oh baby. And love, love, your love, tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome back, everybody, to another episode, another edition of The Spec, hosted by yours truly, Sam Derringer. It's a great day, everybody. It's Halloween weekend, Halloween's tomorrow, and it's time for a Halloween-themed show. Very different from 2 weeks ago with Meme Song Sunday, too. I'd like to apologize for some of the technical difficulties that we experienced during that show and me trying to figure out how to take the calls at the same time. But it was a lot of fun. It was also exhausting for me. I left the studio that day like feeling physically tired after playing all that, I guess we'll call it music, but not really. But today is very, very different. We're going to go back to some of the normal stuff I usually have on the show, mixed in with a couple Halloween-ish songs. They're not necessarily like full-on spooky, scary skeletons kind of songs, but they're more like Phoebe Bridgers type, Joji. They're like, they have a spooky vibe to them and not necessarily purely our Halloween songs, mixed in with some other classics that I love as well. So that's kind of the game plan today, everybody. Very different than last time. Sorry I was gone last week. I was away, but I'm back now and it's time for some music. So without further ado, let's get into it, everyone.
Yes, the day's gone by, I procrastinate to cry, asking God why I needed this to happen. What said is said and done is done. I don't know when I'll see the sun. When drowning
cookie crumble under me. That's just how my story goes, and I won't look back, won't look back, won't look back. I focused on the parts that died, but not the parts of me that survived. I had to learn new ways to fly. Why'd I need this to happen? As I'm jogging through the fiery flames and trying to say what still remains, I'm drowning in life's deepest sea. Cookie crumble under me. That's just how my story goes, and I won't look back, won't look back, yeah, yeah, won't look back, will not.
Carried away, we've been carried away.
That was Halloween by Novo Amor and Cookie Crumble by Phony People. Just a quick note about Cookie Crumble. I saw that song live 2 weeks ago at Phony People Brighton Music Hall. It was one of the most fantastic experiences of a concert I think I've ever been to. They were just so incredible live, especially LB3, the lead singer of Phony People, is fantastic. These songs will continue to remind you of chill fall vibes, like almost like you're walking, you know, when you're walking under a tree and all the leaves are down and they're crackling beneath your feet. And that's kind of the feeling we're going for. It's just a warm, crackly feeling to kind of offset some of the chaos that's been on this show in recent weeks. A great place, because the trees on Tufts campus have been beautiful lately. They've been reds, yellows, oranges. This is honestly one of my favorite times of year to be on this campus, because it just really shows through the trees. But a great place to go off campus, if you haven't been, for all the tough students out there, it's a little further outbound. It's Minuteman National Park near kind of Concord and Lexington. It's a beautiful, a lot of beautiful pathways. It has that revolutionary history, but also in the fall, it's especially nice with all the trees changing colors. This is when I feel like especially the trees changing colors, and that fall feeling reminds me a lot of Massachusetts and where I grew up especially. So this is a great time to be in Mass. And if you're listening and you're not from Massachusetts, come on over. It's a great time. So we're going to keep it rolling with the music now. Next is Witches by Alice Phoebe Lowe. Here we go.
Times the size in your moonlit eyes.
That was Squash by Robson Jorge and Lincoln Olivetti. A little jazz for you this afternoon, alternate jazz song. A lot of fun. That's been a usual on the show before. But I want to take this opportunity to talk about, it's Halloween weekend. What's everybody's costumes? What have people been dressing up as this weekend? Friday night, I was Cat in the Hat, and that was a lot of fun. And then last night, I was Saul Goodman from the show Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, even though I have to admit, this was really initiated by my friends. I've only seen a little bit of Breaking Bad, so I feel like I'm a little bit of a false pretender with that one. One of my favorite costumes of all time was when my friends and I, a couple years ago, three of us, we dressed up as Earth, Wind, and Fire, like not the band, but the actual elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it worked out. It was really interesting. I was fire. So I wore all orange. I had like little like fire images all over myself. And I had this big fiery wig that I found in my basement. The basement of my house is like a costume closet. I have so much down there just gathered throughout the years from different Halloweens. So that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun putting that one together. And it will be interesting. I'm excited in the next few years. I want to continue to get more innovative with my Halloween costumes. So let me know. Put it on the Instagram. What were you dressed up as this weekend? Are you going to go out again tonight? You going to go trick-or-treating? What's your Halloween weekend looking like? I've had a lot of fun this weekend. I'm tired, but it's been a good one. So with that, we'll get back into some music. This one is Deadweight by Jack Stauber. Here we go.
All right, I'm done. I love what I can see. What's expected of you? What's expected of me? Now it's quarter to three. Let it all get away. Oh, what the hell can I do to fill the pages with the strangers? Kiss the girl, take it in, feel the ages.
Yeah.
That was Same Girl, cover of Same Girl by Tess Henley, Deadweight by Jack Stauber earlier, and everybody, it is the midway point of the show. You know what that means. Say it with me. It's PSA time. That's right. It is time to learn about some pedestrian safety, a pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm sitting right near the intersection of the Cummings Center and all of those buildings next to Tufts. And I gotta say, I feel like that's a really good reminder for everybody here who crosses this little intersection all the time. I've been a culprit of just trying to get across to get to my class at the Cummings Center and trying to get back. And it's an important reminder, you know, some bad stuff happens when you don't follow the rules of the road, obviously. So good PSA. There's also a little fun picture of Abbey Road by the Beatles on this little pedestrian safety PSA page, and I always can appreciate a good Abbey Road reference. So with that, let's get back into it, everybody. Next up, we have Beacon by Matt Duncan, followed by a few more classics. See ya.
I got friends in New York City, 'cause everyone I know left town. That's the place your daily dreams go, where you can't see the sun go down. Hold you right up your roof. I got friends in LA County, where the hillsides shine like stars, and the people flow like gold dust through the Red Rope District Bar. Hold you right up your room.
You know what to do.
That was Audrey Tell Me by Juice, Beacon by Matt Duncan. And I guess right now I'll just take the opportunity to give y'all the lowdown on next weekend's show. based on the circumstances of what's happening in my life next weekend, I'm going to be taking part in a 24-hour musical next weekend. Basically, what this means is I have no idea what I was cast in something. I have no idea what the show is right now, what my part is, really anything about the show besides the other people in the cast. I'm going to get there to the rehearsal space Friday night at 7 p.m. They're going to tell us everything. They're going to tell us the show. They're going to tell us our parts. They're going to tell us the schedule. And then for the next 24 hours after that, we are going to be rehearsing. We're going to be putting together costumes. We're going to be memorizing our lines. This is going to be an off-book show, whatever it is. And then Saturday night, 24 hours later at 7 p.m., we are going to premiere the show for the public. And I've never been a part of anything like this before. Like, I've done theater, I've been in performances, but to put it together in 24 hours, like, that's pretty ambitious, at least as an outsider looking in. I know it's been done, but it's going to depend on the show and how the schedule's all going to work out. It's going to take a lot of organization, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of putting it all together. But because of that, I'm going to be probably exhausted because I'm not going to be getting much sleep Friday to Saturday night at all. So I'm going to be probably pretty exhausted on Sunday. The show will happen next Sunday because I've missed a couple already and I need to get back into the flow of things. So I might have a guess that's going to remain a mystery for now. But just as the heads up, that is why I might sound a little tired next weekend, is because I will have probably gotten almost no sleep for Friday night working on this show. Thought I'd just share that for everybody. So next up, we're going to keep it rolling now with some more of that crackly Halloween-y music with fun, quirky titles, fun, quirky artists. And we're going to play Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. Here we go.
Time, but that's all right. could it be one night? Can you? Can you?
So many different people to be.
That was Season of the Witch by Donovan, Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji, and Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers, all Halloween-y dark songs. Folks, we're getting close to the end of the program today. We're going to wrap it up a little early as well. I hope that's okay. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to the Halloween show today. A little bit different from what you may have expected from other Halloween shows in the past, but I felt like it went all right overall. Coming up in November, more guests. Lots more guests. 3 guests in one show. Musicians, content creators, writers, so many more. So many different people we're highlighting. I'm highlighting around campus. November is one of my least favorite months, so I'm really trying to pack so much into this show to keep my spirits up, maybe get some live music on before the end of the semester, and I hope everybody has a great rest of their Halloween weekend. It's been a great weekend. It's been really, really good fall weather overall, and in case I don't mention it next time, since we're going to have a guest on the show, I believe, next week, Max Dreyfus told me to tell everyone out there to make sure that you vote for the upcoming midterm elections if you are able to. It's a good thing to do, to be civically engaged and get your voice, get your input in there for the people who you want representing you all over the place. So, yeah, good job, Max. Thank you for telling me to do that. I think it's important. So, thank you so much, everybody. Once again, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see everyone, kind of sleep-deprived, next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.
so short. Hey, never read the details. Said it needs protection. But we got elections. Coal-fired erection. A mirror, the sea and the breeze. The sky is a mirror of self-interest and greed. Really fits with our brand. Lumps of coal in our hands. Welcome to Tomorrowland. Environmental injury, trash and our ecology. So simply valedictory. Coral reefs are history.